Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Jonathan Rabain with Viet Vermeidi Die Prespital takes us to 9 minutes after five. I don't know if you have actually heard about e-file profile hijacking. Yeah, remember I said to you the ignorance of the law or anything surrounding that, and which, of course, e-filing is part of the law. Ignorance of it is really not an excuse, like Mr. Puluso Sekamela, resident lawyer, would always say. So I've got just the perfect person to tell us what is happening in terms of those investigations which are currently being conducted by the Office of the Tax Ombud regarding the e-filing profile hijacking. Mr. Russell Mamabolo is on the line, but let me just, let's just take this little break and then come back to you shortly.
You're at 657 AM, Radio Caring, 24 hours a day.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM.
By Finbond Groep Beperk, waarborg ons jou kapitaalbelegging, sowel as rentekoers van 11,25% teen ons eie kredietwaardigheid. Deur jou kuponkoers van 11,25% oor 5 jaar te kapitaliseer, kan jy 'n gemiddelde jaarlikse rentekoers van so hoog as 15% verdien. Finbond Groep Beperk, lae risiko, hoë beloning. SMS RK na 30635. BSNV's geld.
So as promised, I've got Mr. Russell on the line. Good afternoon and welcome to Radio Pulpit, Mr. Mamabolo.
Hey, good afternoon, Luko. How are you doing today?
I'm well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm great. And thanks very much for inviting us to this interview.
Ah, that's amazing. Now, can you explain, Mr. Mamabolo, to us in detail how this came about and why the investigation? Do taxpayers have rights in this matter?
Definitely, yes. What happened is, early this year, the Office of the Tax Ombud received complaints and queries, and it came from general taxpayers who call us whenever they have issues with SARS, and more so it came from tax practitioners. You'll know that tax practitioners are helping bigger groups, bigger numbers in terms of the taxpayers, because like you, if you don't understand anything on how to file your tax returns, definitely you'll look for a tax practitioner who will take you through the process, help you, and ask you for IRP5, all those kinds of documents. And then in the process, you also share with her, her or him, the passwords of your e-filing profile, which is with SARS. And what happened is that there's been allegations that whenever, especially it happens, just prior towards, the tax season when it starts, because SARS will put up an announcement to say, please file your returns. Mm. And that's where, if they go to the system, they try to retrieve, get into the system with their own passwords.
Okay.
Unfortunately, they can't get through.
All right.
And only to realize that, their profiles, it's no longer there. It's hijacked.
Sure.
It's hijacked by some scrupulous people. Basically, what they do is that they will look into your profile and change figures there as if it's you. And then it goes to SARS. When it gets to SARS, then it reflects wrong figures, But of course, SARS has also their own system because they compare, you know, previous engagements and things like that. But they have their own way in detecting such things as well. And more especially if you alert them, And then that's where the problem is, that you find that you were supposed to have received a tax refund only to find that it went into the wrong person.
Because
they have changed your bank details, and they have also changed your login details.
Of course, because you gave them control over that.
Well, you have given it, you have entrusted your
tax consultant.
To the tax practitioner. Yes. Sure. But then on how these people managed to gain access, that's what we as the Office of the Tax Ombudsman have been granted permission by the Minister of Finance to look into this. Because it's a complaint that affects many people. And if it affects many people, we from our side, we classify it as a systemic issue because it affects many people.
Oh, so how has this problem then affected taxpayers and tax practitioners? And what are systematic matters, as you have mentioned, in relation to this matter?
Yeah. You see how it affects you as a person. First, it is clear one of the service charters, SARS service charter obligations, it says that you as a taxpayer, you are responsible for your own tax affairs. Mm. Meaning the profile that is with SARS on your income tax number is yours. And if there's anything that is done there, either correctly or wrongly, meaning it is you, you are responsible for it. Yes. Mm. And then you will find a situation, especially when you don't report it, you will find a situation where SARS may come to you and say, look, you have given us wrong numbers, you are liable to it. And then automatically then it becomes all that process, you know, of getting you, maybe they penalize you, and it can complicate your tax affairs. So it is important, and that's what we are saying from our side as well, the Office of the Tax Ombudsman, to caution, you know, taxpayers that please be careful of who you share your information. You must treat those passwords the same as you treat your bank card PIN number. And So that's what's important. So because we have gone to at length in even hosting a public webinar. It was attended by more than 350 people who complained about this matter. You know, during the discussion, SARS was there. You know, we had a number of what we refer to as recognized controlling bodies. These bodies that manage taxpayers, I mean tax practitioners, because they are guided by certain prescripts for them to be able to do the correct things. And they also raised those issues. So it was an open thing and an open engagement, and we ended up getting all the feedback and reports, and it gave us the better position to approach the Minister of Finance to say, please allow us to investigate this matter. And the minister has approved, and we have now been given a period of 12 months, you know, to look into this. Basically, what we are doing, we will look into the systems of SARS in this process, but we'll also, you know, get information, more information from even more tax practitioners. But our team, legal team, will earnestly look into this and see how we can best recommend to SARS, or if we find the fault that it's on the SARS part, obviously it will be highlighted. But if we also find that the fault is on the taxpayer side or on the tax practitioner side, then we will also make recommendations on how to improve, you know, security on the systems and so on.
Let me not put you on the spot then, Mr. Mababulu, because my next question to you would have been, What do you suggest then in this case? Because, I mean, at the end of the day, if I don't know how to sort my tax matters out, I then reach out to a practitioner. Are you now suggesting I sit with them? And if you think about it, some of these practitioners takes, you know, a lot of people and deal with a lot of these cases. And so they don't really have time to deal with my matter immediately and let me log out. Hence, you know, like you're saying, taxpayers end up entrusting these practitioners with their login details. So let me not put you on the spot, because I think you've kind of clarified to say you'll go and investigate, see where the loopholes could really be closed.
Yeah. Basically, what we will do is that, look, as I've indicated, tax practitioners, they are guided, and they are also being, you know, they are affiliated to broader recognized, bodies such as the South African, you know, SAIPA. You know, have all, there's quite a lot of, these organizations. And they are also being regulated by SARS as well. So the majority of, in fact, I can't put even a disclaimer here to say maybe there's few who are wrong. I've never seen that.
Yeah.
But what I know is that the recognized controlling bodies do their best to ensure that this process is properly regulated. Because remember, everything else on tax is also guided by the Tax Administration Act. And when we do investigations, we will go to the book, Tax Administration Act, but we will also look into the systems, and we'll also look into practicalities. What happens in practice if people are following proper procedures, doing what, uploading correctly, where's the buffer, where's the second, access, on the system. So they will definitely look into that, because the team in our office, they will have all the time to make sure that they come with proper recommendations, because there was no way that the office can ignore this because it affects many people. And I mean, it puts a serious financial burden, to taxpayers because of things that they are not aware of. But what we are also saying is that if you are informed, the tax practitioner is obliged to inform you to say, look, there's a problem here.
Exactly.
And once they have informed you that there's a problem, they will bring this matter to the attention of SARS, and SARS will have their own processes on how to deal with it. So you also, as a taxpayer out there, if you become aware that something is fishy here, there's some things you don't understand on your profile, you do your own tax returns and so on, but you don't understand something here, definitely that's the right time for you to pick up a call and call the SARS toll-free number and inform them. And they will record this. They will give you a case number. And, of course, they will look into your matter.
Now, Mr. Mamabolo, tell me, how is the relationship with SARS on this matter since the matter arose?
Look, we as the Office of the Tax Ombud, we have a very good working relationship with SARS. Some people think, no, we are a police watchdog to SARS. No. We work together. Yes, we look into the interests of the taxpayers' rights, and that's what we always promote, to say you as a taxpayer, you've got all the rights. But that's a topic for another day. So you have the rights, but we also look to keep balance of SARS powers in terms of the way they operate, but we also look into the taxpayers' rights on the one hand. So we need to keep balance. It's like when you have a problem, you go to SARS, but then you become frustrated, you don't get assistance. Then you'll definitely know, oh, there's a tax ombud, let me call the tax ombud, at least. Because some people even go to a greater mile of taking SARS to court. But
we're not saying don't take them to court, but there's another channel.
We do, definitely, you've got it right. Try us first before you go and spend your money elsewhere, at the court and so on, because it can be quite expensive. So we will try our utmost best and look into your matter and give you feedback.
Now, does your office only receive such complaints, or are there any other complaints that your office deals with?
Yeah, we've been handling quite a number of complaints, from our end, and some of them, for an example, you know, delays in payment of refunds. Today, actually, one of my colleagues was telling me, no, there's an improvement in that regard, because remember, if you have submitted your refunds, and by the way, the tax season ends, I think if I'm correctly, I don't have it before me, but on the 21st of October.
Okay.
So next month, yeah. So we only have, you know, few weeks to wrap up. If you're a taxpayer, you have not submitted your tax refund. You have not submitted your tax returns. Make sure that you do it as soon as possible, because once they close their window, then it's another challenge. Then they'll come hard on you and say, why this, why that? And can I also say that people, you must honestly report and truthfully report everything that you are supposed to report. Mm-hmm. And people find themselves in difficult position because they hide things. And that does not mean SARS does not see those things.
Eish.
They know those things, and they will ask you about them. And if you hide them, it's better to come out front. If you owe SARS, tell them, I owe you, but I don't have this money. What is it that we can do?
Yeah.
And then you engage with them. Don't come with, you know, hide and seek, because then it will put you in a very difficult position.
Mm.
Okay, let's get back to the complaints. That we get from our office. Many people have issues with tax refunds.
Mm.
Tax refunds, you are supposed to receive them once you have lodged your tax returns. In a period of 72 hours, you should know whether you receive a refund or not, and it will immediately be paid into your account if you have updated your account and your account is the correct one.
Okay.
And then there are other ones, you know, like, for example, some people will say, no, look, I don't agree with SARS. I don't agree with you in the manner in which you have assessed me. I'm lodging, or please relook. SARS relooks. And then after some time, the person is not happy again. Then they will say, I'm lodging a dispute. So there's a dispute resolution process that needs to be followed, you know. And other, quite a number of things, other issues that you are handling.
You actually you spoke earlier, Mr. Mamabolo, about how taxpayers need not just, you know, run to courts. Not that there's anything wrong, like you said, but also maybe if you can just explain to taxpayers, why is it important to use your office first for their tax complaints compared to just taking the matter to court?
First and foremost, our service is free.
Mm.
We are a government entity. If you come to our office and we look into your, you know, the complaint that you lodge with us, we will look into if it falls within our mandate.
Mm-hmm.
Because, Lumka, we at times get people who are saying to us, no, man, you know what, change the legislation.
Okay.
That's not within our mandate.
Oh.
Tell SARS not to do this is the policy. We can't interfere in that.
Mm.
But our mandate is limited. It says you must look at complaints that relate to a service, administrative issue, procedural issue, and of course we do have those ones that are classified as systemic that affects quite a number of people. If you go on our website, www.taxombud.gov.za, you will see issues that are classified, especially business people, because there's issues with VAT and things like that. But also, we believe we are accessible. You don't even have to come to our office. Basically, you go to our website, or you send us an email, you say, look, I have an issue, or you call us, I have an issue with this, we listen to you, then we'll send you a complaint form that you'll need to fill it in. It's a concise two-page document that you fill it in, you sign it, because we need that acknowledgement that definitely, you know, you have sent it to us and you have signed it. And the other nice thing is that we deal with one person. If you have registered the complaint with us, now that I'm to you. There won't be any taboo talking to you.
Yeah.
It will only be me up until we finish this business, because you will even have my cell phone number and say,
yeah,
Russell, please, where are we today? Or even send me a WhatsApp. Where are we? I'll respond to you. At least you'll be kept abreast,
yeah,
with you know, the situation. And the nice thing as well, from our office, we have access to your to the SARS system.
Mm.
Anything that you do with SARS, we can see it.
Okay.
And yeah, you cannot also tell us issues to say, no, I've called SARS, but SARS records each and every engagement that you have with them, and any document that you send to them. So we can see how you have been engaging with them, and we will be able to follow through. If you did not submit document and you say you have submitted, we'll request those documents, because then, you know, just to make sure that the information that you are submitting is correct. So we are saying, try us, use us. Let's see how best we can help you. Again, our services are free. And if you don't feel, if you feel that we have not done justice to your situation, then you can think of taking the case somewhere. But what I can assure you, more than 98% of the recommendations that we have taken to SARS, they implement them in a period, you know, of a year. The 2%, it's basically administrative issues.
Mm.
But the majority of the issues that we take up with SARS, SARS implement those recommendations, and, you know, many of our taxpayers do get assistance from us.
Okay. Now, lastly, Mr. Mabubulo, how can taxpayers then contact your office? And I think as you do that, as you give that detail, Mr. Mabubulo, please, yes, again, remind our listeners and clarify as to who needs to contact you, because I don't want a situation where somebody's like, Mr. Mabubulo, I haven't filed my taxes yet, so what do I do? Because that's not what you're about. So clarify once again, you know, who needs to contact you? What type of a person should land at your desk?
Yeah, and especially now with two ports and everything else,
yeah,
everybody will say, you know, no. Let me take chance with the tax ombuds.
Exactly.
Basically, what we are saying is that, taxpayers who have complaints, who have service complaints, who have administrative complaints, and also who have procedural issues. You know, for an example, procedural, let me tell you quickly this one. You get, you owe SARS, and you are fearful of SARS, and you don't go to SARS. All of a sudden, you see that your money is gone from your bank account.
Mm-hmm.
Then when you go to the bank, they say, no, SARS came in here and they took your money.
Mm.
But then, what is the procedure? SARS must first tell you, to say, communicate with you, to say, you owe us so much.
Mm-hmm.
Please engage with us and see what we can do, or pay this amount.
Mm.
Then they leave you for a particular period. And after that, if they don't see that you are not coming through, they will send you a letter of demand.
Okay.
And say, look, we give you so many days, you know, to come for you to settle this account. And then you go in those two processes, you must act.
Okay.
If you don't act, SARS will be justifiable to take that money out of your bank account. But if they've not communicated those two processes, then it's a challenge. Then it's a procedural issue. Then that's where you come in, and it's a complaint that we can take, because we say, no, SARS, follow the process. You understand what I'm saying?
You can't just go into people's bank accounts.
Yes. But in most cases, we know they do, because many taxpayers, and we also have here when we do the engagements. By the way, we are also, you can invite us. Any taxpayer can invite us, or a business can invite us for us to come and make presentations. In terms, and we'll give details, because at the moment, you know, I'm just touching there and there. But we can give details in terms of how we assist, so that you are able to get proper assistance or proper information from our side. So you can call us on 0800-662-837, 0800-662-837. 0800-737-837. Alternatively, go to our website, www.taxombat.gov.za, or you can send us an email, complaints@taxombat.gov.za. And our office is, fortunately, we are here in Pretoria. We are on second floor, Main Lane corner, in Main Lane, just next to the big Main Lane Mall. So we are right there. There's more that we can talk about, but I think, that's the information for now.
Oh, man, thank you so much, Mr. Mabula. Really, really an informative conversation there. And thank you so much for being of great assistance.
Much appreciated. Thanks very much for the opportunity to engage with the taxpayers.
Cool, then. God bless.
Thank you.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit. Feel the pulse of real life on 657 AM.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.